This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden is now hailing the ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
After 11 days of fighting, Israel and Hamas announced a ceasefire late Thursday, ending a war that caused widespread destruction in the Gaza Strip. At the White House, President Joe Biden.
I extend my sincere gratitude to President al-Sisi and the senior Egyptian officials who played such a critical role in this diplomacy.
The ceasefire came about after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office accepted an Egyptian proposal. Hamas quickly said it would honor the deal. In his remarks, Biden was hopeful that the page can be turned on a new chapter in Israeli-Palestinian relations.
I believe we have a genuine opportunity to make progress, and I'm committed to working for it.
At least 230 Palestinians and 12 people in Israel died in the rocket attacks and airstrikes. Mike Gracia, Washington.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres reacted to the news by saying there needs to be an independent Palestinian.
I underscore the United Nations' deep commitment to working with Israelis and Palestinians and with our international and regional partners, including through the Middle East Quartet, to return to the path of meaningful negotiations to end the occupation and allow for the realization of a two-state solution on the basis of the 67 lines, UN resolutions, international law, and mutual agreements.
A distinct geographic pattern has emerged in the U.S. To drive and vanquish the coronavirus. The highest vaccination rates are concentrated in the Northeast, while the lowest ones are mostly in the South. Experts say the gap reflects a multitude of factors, including political leadership.